Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하며 와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome back to another episode of Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am Jeanette, and with me is always the beautiful.
Yes. Oh, you want me to say it, Jay John? Do not adjust your radio. There's nothing wrong with the quality of this program other than the content. Jeanette's wearing a helmet. I really don't know why.
I'm wearing a helmet because I'm scared.
You are trying to look all big and tough, like you've got a Ducati out the front.
I do have a Ducati.
By wearing a big helmet.
That's matte black.
It's a scooter, isn't it? Cute little scooter.
A Ducati scooter. That's 500cc, son.
Is this related to why you weren't here last week? Did you fall off your scooter?
No, that was a jogging accident.
I
fell down a hill.
You got twisted. You twisted your ankle.
And I stacked it.
Yeah, we always knew you were twisted, but now it's apparent.
You could call me Twisties.
Yeah. Do you have a good Australia Day?
Yeah.
Do you want to take your helmet off or are you going to keep it on?
It's too late now. We're just going to wait until the next segment, I guess.
Should you get up to much for Australia Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Worked. Double pace.
Oh, so you did. You're very, very proud and patriotic, aren't you? Yeah.
I stopped just celebrating Australia Day.
Oh, why? Wow.
Well, family reasons. Okay. How was your Australia Day?
I went for Chinese. Yeah. Do it your own way. That's what I say.
Why not?
Let's have a look at what music we're going to be playing on Asian Pop Radio this week. One day I saw a rock star. We will be hearing from the crew that are here in town at the moment for concerts. Show and Knife with their Bad Luck song. Ms. Nina teaming up with Jay Park for Around the World.
Bless you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Diamond Girl, CN Blue, the guys we had a chat to a couple of years ago in Melbourne.
Where we first met. You are my diamond girl, don't worry no
more. I am the underdog. The man that came into here to perform a song for us and a big interview some time ago. It's Drew Chen with Turnarounds. I'll see you. And actually, he's got a new MV out for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Doing big things around Asia at the moment. And the man that we'll be chatting to on our show next week, Jensen from Jensen and the Flips with their song Love Child. Also doing good things in the Philippines.
Philippines represent.
Yeah, doing your thing for the Philippines, aren't you?
You know, just flipping my love child.
We're going to the new song by Will now. He's released a solo track. We told you it was coming up last week. We're going to be chatting to 365, hopefully, on the show next week. It's been a little bit delayed because the boys are busy. Very busy.
Which is a good thing.
But they're trying to find the right time to sit down in front of the camera and go for it for us.
You can never put time on love.
Take your helmet off, seriously.
Okay.
It's getting too much. Asian Pop Radio, Will, something that Jeanette is not, sexy lady.
Just because I have my helmet on.
La la la.
la 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 la. Woo! 널 찾는 붓꽃 타봐오 new I mean. 널 믿고 붓꽃 바꿔 뜀 능한. And look to hood kid I can find it.
Will from 365 making me feel like a sexy lady.
Yeah, you do such a good job of it. I apologize for what I said before the song.
Yeah, because we all know you were not telling the truth.
Yeah, I have issues with my affection for you.
Yep.
I can't let it show.
I'm too hot to handle. Basically.
Hotter than V-pop.
Yeah.
More poppin' for your V.
Nothing is hotter than 365 though.
No.
They are the hottest.
Facebook says that they're the hottest. They've got something like 1.6 million followers on their main page, and they've got about 20 different pages about them after that with like thousands and thousands of likes. They're a bit more popular than our show.
Well, there's a lot of sexy people in that group. I'm not saying that we're not sexy. We're a hot bunch. By that I meant just me.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to Asian Pop Radio crew member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop News Update. Hannah Quinn Levin has become a hot topic after her recent marriage to Taiwanese pop star Jay Chou, after netizens came across a clip from Hannah confessing her unrequited love for fellow singer Shou Lau. Hannah, who was just 14 at the time, was featured on an episode of Blackie's Teenage Club in which she clarified that she will always love Shou, regardless of whether or not he loved her back. When Shou was questioned about Hannah's admiration, the singer stated that admiration is admiration, and also sent his best wishes to the couple. Gosh, you 14, get over it, right? Denpang Yumi Inc. member Furukawa Mirren posted an alarming tweet this week revealing that she was physically assaulted when walking down the street on January 25th. According to the tweet, the singer was taken by surprise when she was beaten in the stomach by a group of people. Netizens' reactions to the malicious attack have been contrasted, with some asking Mirren to take action, while others are simply showing their sympathy. However, subsequent tweets have indicated that she is fine, which is good news. Japanese group Flow have announced that they will be embarking on their first world tour this winter. The tour, which will be titled Flow World Tour 2015 Kiwami, is set to take place on May 15 to August 15. Although most overseas dates have not been set, lucky fans in Asia and the US are sure to see the group's live performance. That's what's making news in the Asian pop world. K-pop goss coming up shortly with BJ live from Nederlander. Yes, he's in Holland. That's why he's not here in the studio this week. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio for more news, and like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
Need a dose of your favourite K-pop? That K-pop Shop has you covered. That K-pop Shop is having a pop-up store in Melbourne City, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Valentine's Day, February 14. Get any poster for $10, photo cards from $2, and a free rose with any purchase over $30. Plus, heaps more bargains in store. Head to That K-pop Shop's Valentine's Day pop-up store at 110 Franklin Street, Melbourne, or visit our website for more info. ThatKPopShop.com.
And now we will be playing Shonen Knife.
You're doing it wrong, Jeanette.
It's because I don't have my helmet on to block out the haters.
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Tony.
We are AO Crew. You are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Luck song on Asian Pop Radio Australia. We are crossing to Holland right now, I believe.
To Friesland.
Friesland.
It's Friesland. It's Friesland, not Holland.
BJ, Jeanette was getting excited because she thought you were surrounded by French fries.
I'm not.
That's my dream, though.
Yeah.
It's my goal in life.
Covered in French fries. A very American beauty moment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. French? American? Belgium? I thought fries were from Belgium.
I'm not too sure about that. I think they're from McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right.
They're not.
It's time for our K-pop goss segment. And Jeanette, I believe we're having a look at JYJ because they've topped the Japanese music chart with their new single, BJ.
Yeah, that's right. Wake Me Tonight. It's the title of the first Japanese single, and it topped popular most music charts. The new track reportedly sold 20,500 copies on the day of its release.
So that's no surprise.
Pretty massive, isn't
it? Yeah, it's JYJ. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
I know. They're doing very well in Japan, although they haven't had official releases in Japan yet. So this release was through their Japanese distributor, K-Dash. Their previous album, Just Us, topped the charts as well in Japan, but it was never officially released in Japan. So now that they are officially released, they're going to hit the top of the charts there, I'm pretty sure. So
yeah, and they're going to like they're going to stay there for weeks as well. What is happening with VIX?
They're going to return. I love VIX myself.
Me too.
Am I allowed to ventilate my personal opinions on this show, by the way?
No, personal opinions have never been shared on Asian Pop Radio.
You can rub them on your chest when you're sick.
Well, you always suppress me, Jay John, so I wasn't sure. I just had to inform myself that.
You're at a safe distance now, BJ. You can say what you have to.
In Friesland.
Well, we do have mayonnaise on our fries here. That's good.
You do, yeah.
Yes, I love it. So, boy band VIX will make a return to the music scene in February. This time, the sixth member group will treat us with a remake of a well-known Korean track. That's all they told us about it.
So they're covering Gangnam Style.
Well, they said every Korean should know it, so that leaves us out, I think.
Maybe it's a Big Bang song.
Not sure. We'll just have to be patient and wait about it.
Maybe they're sampling Rain's Rainism and they're going to say, I'll make you VIXism.
And then instead of like licking their tongue, they lick their chest.
But I like their songs, and especially like something that will have an upbeat in it. I love it. So have you ever heard of VIX TV, by the way?
VIX TV?
Yeah, I have. I watch it alone in my room.
I've never heard of it. Pretty cool. It's their self-produced TV reality program, and it offers you a glimpse of what the boys do backstage and you know, in their spare time. And it actually has 100 episodes already. Pretty big. And they start to air it in Taiwan. They started with this in June 2012. So it goes, goes back a couple of years.
Well, there you go. They've got a nice little market for themselves there.
Totally.
Now, apparently, someone is on fire and it's GFriend.
It is GFriend. They are on fire. GFriend debut title song, Glass Beat, climbed local music charts and already claimed number one spot on SBS The Show. Number six on Mnet's M Countdown and number nine on SBS Inkigayo. So they're doing really well. They also hit a milestone of 1 million views with their music video within 9 days.
And they're only a rookie group.
They are. They're completely new to the scene. So it's a really quick and unusual rise.
I reckon we should wrap up the segment with GFriend. What do you reckon, guys?
We should, yes. We should talk.
All right,
about
we'll
that.
Do that. But before then, we need to get to our next update.
Something about my 12 beautiful boys, EXO.
It's a huge boy band group, isn't it? That's massive.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
They're doing really well because they're winning award after award, and they're doing so well. And last week, they again won an award in Seoul Music Award.
Yeah.
And they snatched it again, last year. They again have the top honor with this with their third single, Overdose.
It's good to see the EXO boys doing something a little different and winning some awards. It's really nice, really nice.
Rather than just dropping down.
Yeah.
I know. But I mean, they have some changes in their group. I think two Chinese guys left the group recently.
Chris and Luhan.
Yep. Two Chinese guys.
Exactly.
Those two guys.
With a group like that, what do you expect? I mean, they're so big. I've never seen a big.
Yeah, it's like a bus stop. Some people come, some people go.
I bet they do, J-John. I bet they do.
Maybe they should release their version of Bus Stop. All right. Again, getting off track.
Uh-huh. So if you are going to play GFriend and Glass Beat, it's too bad that the listeners won't be able to see it because it is a pretty nice video.
Oh, do you want to elaborate on that, BJ? You dirty old man.
Yeah, why is it a nice video?
Well, they dance around in short skirts. in a little school getup, and they
that's
run
the most important
the
thing.
And they eventually get punished by a teacher.
Wow.
What? Well, when I say this, when I say it like this, I would just invite the viewers to take a look at themselves.
Yeah.
Watch G-Friend.
Maybe we'll hit 1.5 million views tomorrow.
Alrighty then, BJ, live and direct from Holland, that was the K-pop Goss Update.
Friesland, that was Friesland.
Friesland.
But anyway, thanks for that. Yes, rural, the rural
one large
part.
Friesland.
And one more shot of the radio
and
voice before we go.
It's dark and it's depressing, right? It's so cold.
Welcome home, BJ. Don't worry, it's cold here as well. BJ,
only when Jason's around.
BJ, in your best radio voice, because we know you can activate your radio voice, can you please introduce G-Friend with Glass Beads?
All right, listeners, here's G-Friend with Glass Beads. Asian Pop Radio.
You're good with your beads.
Them glass ones, though.
Keep up to date 24/7. Asian Pop Radio on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Quickie.
/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Follow Asian Pop Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/AsianPopRadio Australia.
J-Park, you've got to perform alongside a favourite of mine, Malaysia's Ms. Nina.
It felt really good, you know. I took that very seriously, and we prepared, you know, very hard. So, and I think it paid off. So I'm glad that everyone enjoyed it.
I'm living my life, 'cause this is my time, and I feel like touching. catch me just sitting from point A to B. And if we're only living once, let's believe I'm making history. From Malaysia to Korea, gonna need a couple of visas. When I'm racking up the miles, I'm gonna go wild.
Ms. Nina featuring Jay Park with Around the World on Asian Pop Radio.
I like the line, from Malaysia to Korea, got a really special need to see you, or something like that, I can't remember.
I have a special need to see you as well.
A while ago. Isn't Jay Park cool?
Yeah.
Would it be great if Jay Park came here for a concert again?
Oh, yeah.
Would it be good if he brought Ms. Nina?
True.
Let's have a think about that. What would that look like?
When Jay Park like rips off his shirt.
That's, you know, those squiggly lines that you see on TV when.
That's really
like
old. That never
sequence.
Happens. It just goes, it fades to white.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's ask Jay Park to come back.
Please. Please, Oppa.
Intro to Asian Pop coming up. For now, here's Singing Blue with Diamond Girl, Asian Pop Radio.
Sam Lu, thank you to our Aussie boys and Asian Pop Radio Australia for your support.
Yep.
We love you, Australia!
눈을 훔치는 넌 나를 훔치는 넌 다이아몬드 주위를 매혹하는 이 몸짓 화려한 걸 모르는 척 외면하듯 너를 싶어. 반짝 빛이 나는 girl 지나칠 수 없어 널 You are my diamond girl Don't worry no more 아름다운 보석 You are my diamond girl Don't worry no more 조심스러운 girl 이리 와 D-I-A-M-O-N-D girl 너만 보여 이리와 you are 시간 널 찾아왔어 다이먼드 수많은 여자 중에서 빛이 나 You're my diamond 모르는 척 외면하듯 너를 느끼고 싶어 지금 이미 늦은 걸 되돌릴 수 없는 걸 You are my diamond girl Don't worry no more 아름다운 노선 You are my diamond girl Don't worry no more 조심스러운 girl 이리 와 D-I-A-M-O-N-D girl 내 품 안 내 안겨줘 참을 수가 없어 너만 보여 이리 와 You are my diamond girl
Dose of your favorite K-pop? That K-pop shop has you covered. That K-pop shop is having a pop-up store in Melbourne City, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Valentine's Day, February 14. Get any poster for $10, photo cards from $2, and a free rose with any purchase over $30. Plus, heaps more bargains in store. Head to That K-pop Shop's Valentine's Day pop-up store at 110 Franklin Street, Melbourne, or visit our website for more info. ThatKpopShop.com.
Asian Pop Radio, this is Jay John, and on the line we have the lady that brings us our weekly intro to Asian Pop. It's Katie Phillips. How you going, Katie?
Hey, I'm going really well, thank you.
Something a little different this week. Usually you bring us one artist to have a look at, to focus on, and tell us all about them, whether they're a new rookie group or someone that's been around for yonks. This time we're having a bit of a reflective look back on the last year of intros to Asian Pop, and I guess a Where Are They Now segment.
That's right.
Who are we kicking off with?
We're starting off with Oppa. The first group I ever did a review of.
It was the first, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And I guess they're probably one of our favourites because we got in contact with the boys, they did an interview with us, a bit of a shout out.
Yeah, it was great.
Where are they now, Katie?
Unfortunately, it seems the group split, but the leader, Jeff, is potentially going solo, so we've still got some music from him to look out for.
That's
going
to be exciting to focus on because obviously I believe Jeff was the lead singer and the only English-speaking member of the group.
Yep, that's it.
So hopefully he's got a few markets he can play with.
Hopefully.
Who are we looking at next?
Lucas and Big Flo, rookies from last year.
I think they're two of your favourites, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So Lucas first?
Lucas, they've had a comeback with Break Ya. Not as heavy as their previous song, but it's still really catchy. It's stuck in my head at the moment. Their dance is well choreographed as well. Big Flo, which I know Siobhan really likes.
Well, Shaz had a chance to meet up with them in Korea recently, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
A selfie with her bias.
Yep. That's right. She's been posting about it a lot. They had a comeback recently with Bad Mama Jama. a very fun and upbeat song. I can't stop listening to it. they wear these really fancy suits in their music video, but they still have fun and they mess around in their dance practice videos if you check them out.
So they've still spent a little bit of time and money, it looks, on that music video, haven't they, the second time round?
Yeah, they spent money on really sharp suits and they had a really good set as well, if I remember correctly. It was like this house and it was all very posh. Yeah.
So hopefully they're making some money out of it and it's working for them.
Hopefully.
And it's not just going to the agency.
They probably have to pay off their debt.
Yeah, actually, they've probably got a few albums to go, haven't they?
Yeah. I'm going to keep supporting them.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Next up, Tony Gonzaga.
The Filipino solo artist.
Yeah, the really big pop star.
We weren't too sure about this artist, and then all of a sudden when we started playing them, we got some good feedback from our listeners.
Yeah. Well, she's recently been in Japan, and she appeared on the cover of Phil Jap magazine, and her birthday was actually on the 20th, so she's now 31 years old.
Good age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So belated happy birthday to Tony Gonzaga.
Happy birthday. Plus a week.
Yeah. And back to more K-pop rookies. We've got HYFOR. They sang with IU with Not Spring Love or Cherry Blossoms. They've had a comeback with Day by Day.
All right.
I think because they had such a big hit with IU, they're going to be doing really well. They'll probably have more of a chance to do very polished performances.
Yeah.
Because of that start, they now have expectations of, of what they're going to do.
So let's be honest, the boys could have just done a song with IU and, you know, sat there with some tambourines and it would have sold.
That's true.
Yeah. BTL. Remind us what it stands for, Katie.
Beyond the Limit.
Uh-huh.
They debuted with 2G, which is very heavy rock in style.
Not just a shoddy internet connection.
No. They were meant to have a comeback in December, but it's been postponed to sometime early this year. On December the 14th, they reached their 200-day anniversary, which is a big mark for a rookie group because once you reach 200 days, it's your first album has been noticed and you're going to be able to get on to your later albums.
They've kind of pushed past their safety net.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they've been delayed because they're working on fancy suits.
Oh, yeah, they have really fancy suits.
Some of those ones must take time.
Yeah. And finally, we have Yuzu, the J-pop folk duo.
This is the one that's been around for a while.
Yeah, the one that has been around for over a decade.
Yep.
They held their annual Winter Solstice concert called Toji no Hi Live, and they released single album Pocketto on iTunes.
Ah. I assume that you chose that group to review because you want to show off your fancy Japanese skills.
No, I just like speaking Japanese. I looked into what they did. I was looking for something different, and they popped up. All their concerts, their names are in Japanese.
Well, so far, Katie, I think you've done well for the year because pretty much every artist that you've done a review on and introduced us to has had success all but one, but there'll probably still be some good news out of that one.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Thank you.
And if we keep our fingers crossed, Katie, maybe this time next year, maybe we'll be doing an intro to Asian pop for you, breaking into the J-pop market.
Oh, fingers crossed.
And we could say we knew her before she was cool. No, she was always cool. She was always cool. Before she was famous.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
Katie, thank you so much. And we look forward to more intros to Asian pop soon.
Okay.
This is Drew Chen, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
There you go on your own, and you know place to go. Will you find peace of mind after all we've been through? And you slip past the block down the lonely avenue. And you find nothing left in your heart, nothing true.
Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John. Nice to have you with us, however you're listening. It might be on podcast, iTunes, Podomatic, across the community radio network. However you are, thank you. Make sure you do subscribe to us so you can get this in your box every week.
Yep, we want to be in your box and in your ears.
Drew Chan, of course, turnaroundfb.com/Andrew Chen Music. Andrew Chen Music. And you can go to his YouTube channel as well, which is youtube.com/Drew Chen Music.
Simple man, sexy face.
Well, it's not simple. What do you mean simple?
Well, with his like YouTube links and stuff.
He's a very handsome man. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, better.
His most recent videos, he's had some pretty good performances, as we've said in the last couple of weeks. He has performed at the countdown to New Year in Singapore for their big celebration of their 50 years of independence. Mm-hmm. But if you go to his Facebook YouTube channel, you'll be able to see his radio appearances and everything like that. He's covered some ground, hasn't he?
Yeah, yet? And his covers. Covers have covered ground. Coverception.
Covery. Mm. Shall we have a look at some charts for something different?
Yes.
Shall we look at the Japanese Oricon chart? No surprise, this singles chart usually has the top 10 filled with debut songs. Of the top 10 this week, Jeanette, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the top 10 are debut songs to the
and
chart.
And the top 3 are all debut. On number 3, we have Flower Wall by Hachi.
Yes.
Our second one is Eden by Nana Mizuki.
Another goodie.
And our number 1 is Uchuten with Bees.
By Bees.
Or Bzzz. Bzzz.
I'll pay that.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the K-pop Mnet chart. At number 3 this week, again a debut by Zia, Missing You with Heart B.
Not Heart A, just Heart B.
I think we spoke about them last week. Up and Down, Exit at number 2 after 6 weeks. And at number 1 this week, it's Beijiki with Nightmare. C-pop KK box chart. Number three,
that's been there for 6 weeks, is Just Lose It.
Just Lose It.
Just Lose It.
Just Lose It.
Just Lose It by Petsing.
At number 2 for 3 weeks, it's our man Jay Chow. What Kind of Man? I love the way Jay Chow.
Sun Shen Mi Nan Ren.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Jay Chow finds a way to make his news way into our Asian pop news update every week. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very busy man and he's making headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's what kind of man?
He is a Zhu Shen Mi Na Ren man.
And at number 1, staying on the top for 3 weeks, is JJ Lin.
Gotta be on the top.
Yeah.
JJ Lin. Well done, Mr. Lin.
If only.
Between Jay Chow and JJ Lin.
Yes.
They pretty much dominate, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't need anyone else in the chart. They'd be able to fill it out easily.
They're killing it.
Yeah. If you want to keep up to date with all things Asian pop, follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/
Asian Pop Radio. Especially if you want to see me dance with my helmet on.
Oh my God. Yeah. we'll make sure we've posted that.
Yes.
Yeah. Scroll down a little. You see it. You're a fool. Asian Pop Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is your girl, Chanel, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week I'm back with another song called Hen Nang Yeb Nyeb Fat Weeb Nakha, sing by Ja Asayam. The song talks about a woman who acts very quiet, very nice, and very innocent outside, but in the inside, she acts very nasty and does very crazy things and does anything she can to get a man's attention. I hope you guys enjoy Hen Nang Yeb Nyeb Fat Weeb Nakha on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Nang yep, nang.
That's my pop song of the week. Thanks to Paulie. And it's quite funny. You don't get to see this part of the shenanigans happening, unfolding in our planning group.
What shenanigans?
That we work together on producing the show each week. And, you know, we've got our two TIE members. So Paul, of course, you know him. And Jan, who helps out with our Asian Pop Daily Update.
Yes.
And so Travis had to ask the guys if they could translate the song name.
Yeah.
But they took it the wrong way. So they translated the whole song.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. And so this is pretty much what Jam wrote in our planning group, just so we can understand what the song's about, okay?
Yes.
So Jam says, so basically, it's like Paul said, the song is saying that the girl is a but she acts innocent and shy around other girls to give the impression that she's inexperienced. If you watch the MV, I think you get the drill. She's so that all the guys went into her room, but she has to hide one from another. She doesn't reveal her true nature. Oh. The chorus simply says, she seems quiet, but she's ing everyone. She seems quiet, but she has a lot of boy toys. This is also the title of the song.
To end Jam's comment, she said, nice choice, by the way, Paul. So that is a very nice choice, though. It's very upbeat. I actually like the song.
So explicit. But, you know,
very explicit.
A very uplifting song to end the week on. So thanks to everyone that took part in that conversation and the show.
Yeah.
Thanks to Cassie for the Asian Pop News update. Thank you, Jeanette, for you coming in here with your dodgy ankle.
That's okay. That's why I brought my helmet, just in case.
Yeah.
Extra protection.
The last thing we'd want is for you to fall over.
Again.
Yeah. And twist something again. Paul for the Tie Pop Song of the Week. To Katie for our chat about the intro to Asian Pop. Pretty much pushing on a year now. Thank you so much for your involvement, Katie. Always a treat. And of course to Travis for the music playlist and everyone else involved in the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you to you for listening.
Thank you to you, Jay John, for being a beautiful face.
Wow. I know you're lying because you're like doing that stamping thing on the ground. Like,
I'm not stamping anything.
Pretending.
I just want to play footsies with you so you know what I want.
What do you want? Freaking me out. Let's go out with Jensen and the Flips. Of course, Jensen Gomez, who we've spoken to before on the show.
Yes.
And we will speak to him again next week.
Because we love him.
We do. Yeah. And the Flips.
Yeah.
On the flip side.
Don't forget the Flips because we're flipping them.
Yeah. Loving Manila.
Yeah.
The things that are coming out of Manila.
He's Mr. Manila.
Yeah.
Mm.
Asian Pop Radio. Where to go? Seriously, where to go? I won't, I won't, I won't.
For listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. We acknowledge the support of radio stations across the Community Radio Network who air our program weekly. The Community Broadcasting Association of Australia and 3Joy in Melbourne for use of production facilities. Asian Pop Radio is produced by volunteers and is not for profit. With no advertising budget, we rely on you to help promote us to your friends. Please share us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram and Quickie social media pages with your friends.
Need a dose of your favourite K-pop? That K-pop shop has you covered. That K-pop shop is having a pop-up store in Melbourne City, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Valentine's Day, February 14. Get any poster for $10, photo cards from $2, and a free rose with any purchase over $30. Plus, heaps more bargains in store. Head to That K-pop Shop's Valentine's Day pop-up store at 110 Franklin Street, Melbourne. Or visit our website for more info, thatkpopshop.com.